Welcome to Telecom Trends USA. I'm Alex.
And I'm Taylor. Carriers want resilience and nationwide reach, but they're drawing a hard line against ceding the customer to satellite. T-Mobile is stitching together fiber JVs and a Starlink-backed business offer, while AT&T leans into fixed wireless for affordability and enterprise control.
Start with T-Mobile's quarter and its broadband push. In Q1 2026, T-Mobile added 217,000 postpaid net accounts and grew postpaid service revenue 15% year-over-year to $15.6 billion. ARPA hit $151.93, up 3.9%, and adjusted free cash flow was $4.6 billion at roughly a 24% margin.
Funding capacity? Check. What changed strategically, not just financially?
Two fiber JVs. A $2 billion 50-50 JV with Oak Hill to acquire Go NetSpeed and Greenlight Networks, targeting 1.3 million homes, and a separate $700 million JV with Renhouse to buy i3 Broadband, serving 500,000 homes. i3 plans to rebrand as T-Fiber once the deal closes in the second half.
Off-balance sheet fiber. Why it matters.
The JVs carry the build and asset ownership. T-Mobile leans on brand and distribution to drive penetration, without loading CapEx on its own balance sheet. Management is signaling IRR discipline and avoiding homes passed vanity metrics. They also added over 500,000 broadband subs in Q1, so the channel is working.
Trade-off. Broadband is lower margin and higher churn than postpaid wireless. What's the mix risk?
It will pressure blended margins near term. They also had $476 million in U.S. cellular-related merger and depreciation costs, hitting net income. Those should fall away by end 2026. Analysts still leaned bullish. Oppenheimer upgraded, and consensus price targets sit near $259. The bet is that localized first-to-fiber wins offset mix headwinds.
Following up on last week's Comcast discussion about accelerating broadband attrition, who loses if T-Mobile plants fiber flags in these footprints?
Cable incumbents in those metros, Go NetSpeed and Greenlight markets in the Northeast and Midwest, and i3's Illinois-Missouri clusters now face a stronger brand and bundled mobile broadband offers. The risk for cable isn't just price, it's distribution velocity.
T-Mobile also unveiled Super Broadband for Business, 5G FWA paired with Starlink backup. Claims reaching every zip code with a 99.999% uptime guarantee, starting at $250 a month, plus about $35 for device connections, with 3-year terms.
It's integrated on their T platform with unlimited 5G primary and Starlink backup data, installation and management included. Analysts like Roy Chua called it covering the full broadband surface area, FWA, satellite for pass diversity, and fiber where it pencils. Early betas live with at least two organizations.
That's significant, but there's a catch. 3-year contracts and Starlink's clear sky requirement. Who actually benefits?
SMBs and distributed enterprises, hospitality, retail, healthcare, energy, that want single vendor redundancy. The structural point, T-Mobile is productizing resilience without giving Starlink the customer relationship.
Which brings us to the Starlink MVNO storyline. Verizon told Fierce it's not interested in a Starlink MVNO, echoing AT&T and T-Mobile's no. Verizon's quote, "Partners must expand TAM or improve CX. An MVNO with Starlink doesn't meet those criteria."
And Verizon highlighted its direct-to-device moves with AST SpaceMobile, Skylo, and Globalstar, supporting Apple's D2D, keeping satellite as a complementary overlay. Investor notes flagged potential tactics Starlink could use to gain leverage, including regulatory pressure or spectrum bargaining.
I'd push back on any defection narrative. The big three are aligned that MVNOs must expand TAM. Srini Gopalan at T-Mobile said a Starlink MVNO doesn't do that. John Stankey framed AT&T's MVNO logic similarly. So what cracks should we actually watch?
Watch for Starlink seeking spectrum as a bargaining chip, or a government probe alleging refusal to deal. Barring that, satellite stays in backup D2D lanes while carriers hold ARPA and identity.
That only holds if no one chases short-term gross ads with a headline satellite bundle. I'm keeping my skepticism.
Shift to AT&T. They added Internet Air, its 5G FWA, to the Access from AT&T program for low-income households, discounting $25 off the $60 monthly price. Eligibility spans 18 federal assistance programs, with no drilling or technician required.
Operational angle.
Twofold. AT&T counted 239,000 Internet Air net adds in Q1 and is using it to migrate customers off legacy DSL. CFO Pascal Desroches said they've stopped taking new legacy orders in most of the footprint and have approval to discontinue in over 30% of wire centers. CEO John Stankey linked FWA to convergence. Build a base they can later move to fiber.
Is performance holding up?
AT&T says Internet Air customers may be seeing download speeds up to 55% faster after integrating mid-band spectrum from EchoStar. Also, Q1 showed 584,000 total fiber and FWA adds, split evenly, and an organic convergence rate of 44.6% versus 40.9% a year ago, once you back out the 1.1 million Lumen-acquired fiber customers.
Enterprise matters too. Inseego's MiFi Pro M4 launched on AT&T Business with Wi-Fi 7, VPN pass-through, zero-touch provisioning, Ethernet, and cloud management via Inseego Connect, sold through AT&T Business and Retail.
That standardizes mobile hotspots into IT-managed endpoints and pairs with AT&T's fixed wireless routers under one pane of glass. Cleaner control, less shadow IT, and a stickier enterprise edge.
Quick contrast, after Verizon's first positive Q1 phone adds in 13 years and its guidance raise from earlier this week. Verizon shores up profitability. AT&T weaponizes affordability and enterprise control. And T-Mobile accelerates a fiber plus resilience land grab.
Near-term watchlist for investors. In the next 6 to 12 months, the catalyst is H2 2026 closings and the T-Fiber rebrand. Track penetration rates on GoNetSpeed, Greenlight, i3 footprints. For 2026, if T-Mobile sustains over 500,000 quarterly broadband adds, blended margins will feel it. Watch ARPA trend versus broadband gross margin. For AT&T in 2026-2027, the $25 discount rollout should expand TAM and retire DSL. Watch DSL disconnects versus Internet Air migrations in the over 30% approved wire centers. And near term, the Big Three's rejection of a Starlink MVNO preserves ARPA control. Monitor any Starlink spectrum moves or regulatory noise that could force a rethink.
The key question is whether T-Mobile can convert JV Fiber and Super Broadband Buzz into durable, high IRR subscriber growth without crimping margins by early 2027.